This is the Pacifica National Board open teleconference on Sunday, October 4th, 2009. It's now about 5:17 Pacific Time, 8:17 Eastern Time, 7:17 Central Time, and we're going to be starting this meeting. First, I'd like to establish a timekeeper. Would anyone like to volunteer to be timekeeper tonight?
Happy to do it if no one else will, Grace.
Okay, Sean. Thank you, Sean. And Carolyn Burden will be keeping the minutes until Richard arrives. Carolyn, can you please call the roll?
Yes, certainly. Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
She won't be here. She's producing the last day of the event.
Andrea Turner?
Here.
Joseph Gonzalez? Joe?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Grace Aaron is here.
Here.
Sean O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
And Rachel Ross? Rachel Ross? George Reiter? Sandra Rowland?
Here.
Wendy Strell? Will not be here, you someone said. Susan Young?
Here.
Mia Bediaco?
Present.
Carolyn Burden is here. Kathy Davis?
Here.
James Ross? Jamie? Jim Brown? Jim Brown? A.C. Bird?
Here.
Seth King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Here.
David Beaton? David? Sia Nwangaza? Sia? And Ricardo is here? Is Ricardo here on the call? Anyone else's name I haven't called? Came in late?
All right, thank you, Carolyn. Now we're going to look over the agenda. I just made an addition of extra motions from the Elections Committee, which I sent out with the wrong phone number. Anyway, does anyone have any additions, corrections, or modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda
this
as is.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
This is Joe.
Yes.
Hello, Joe.
Actually, that's fine. I'll leave it as it is for now.
Okay.
I was Joe then.
All right. I would entertain a motion to accept the agenda as... is that somebody who wants to make that motion?
No, no.
All right, is there a second? A second for agenda approval? Okay. Is there any opposition to approving the agenda as written? Okay.
Who was that second, Joe?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, as Richard isn't here to tell us if he sent us the minutes, if possible, we can... I guess move that up until he gets here. I should have thought of that when I asked for agenda approval. What does the body think of that? You want to leave that to the in-person meeting? Somebody advise me, please, with a motion or a suggestion.
Let's postpone until Richard shows up.
Okay.
Motion to postpone. Or motion to postpone until our in-face meeting.
Okay, is there a second for that?
What?
We're not sure if there are minutes to be approved for this meeting.
Right.
I would second the motion.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing the consideration of minutes until the in-person meeting? Hearing none, we'll do that, and we'll go on to the next agenda item, which is acknowledgments. Does anyone have an acknowledgement?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Sherry.
I just want to acknowledge Bonnie Simmons and her incredible accomplishment this weekend as being one of four producers for the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. It is a free music concert put on in Golden Gate Park, brings together hundreds of musicians, and it was so successful that the police estimate in excess of 750,000 people attended over the 3 days, including Friday, which was several hours of ferrying in children from schools around the Bay Area to hear Lyle Lovett and a whole host of stars who performed for the children and inspired them musically. And it's an extraordinary, extraordinary event and accomplishment. And she's been one of the producers for 9 years. And I congratulate her for her work.
That's terrific.
Congratulations, Bonnie.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any other acknowledgments?
Yeah, this is Leslie. And I would like to acknowledge the very hardworking and dedicated staff of KPFK during our fund drive this time. They're working really hard around the clock to make a go of it in very difficult economic times.
Thank you, Leslie. I absolutely agree. All right, any other acknowledgments?
Kathy does. I would like to acknowledge and thank the team, what is it, the Five Slammer Hammer team that came to New York and painted and inspired us to get the station cleaned up. So I'd like to thank Richard and John for that.
Great. Thank you, Kathy. Are there any other acknowledgments? Going once, going twice. Any other acknowledgments? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to the next agenda item, which is arbitration agreements for directors, delegates, and all new management hires. And we considered that in the last open meeting, and I was requested to ask the GMs for their input. And all the GMs and also the affiliate director, the archives director, and the technical director, and the HR director all thought it was a good idea, except Lem had left the call early, but I believe Ricardo told me she's also in favor of this. So that's your feedback from the GM. So we should move to, if there's any further discussion, or go straight to vote on arbitration agreements.
Okay.
For all new management hires.
Do we have a motion on this, Grace? I have not seen a formal motion, just the title of the topic.
I believe there was a motion. There was wording for it.
I don't have it.
Okay, well, Ricardo, do you want to state it as a motion? Or anybody want to state? I think we narrowed it to all new management hires because we already approved voluntary arbitration agreements for directors, which I sent out today in the wording for it. But we're up to, I believe the motion was that it be a requirement that of all new hires that they agree to signing an arbitration agreement.
This is Nia Grace, a point of information. Do you have the motion you can forward to us? Where did the motion come from?
Didn't we point of something?
Grace, could you please answer my question?
Is Richard on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
And there's a bunch of shuffling. Could somebody please mute their phone? It sounds like somebody's eating Rice Krispies or something or other.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. Did you hear me?
Yes.
I'm here. I'm sorry I'm late. I'm parked across the street from the Independence Hall in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Lucky
all right.
You.
Can you take the minutes, Richard?
I'm doing it.
Okay,
thank you,
good.
Richard. That relieves me of the task. Happy to help.
Okay, thank you, Carolyn. Sorry to be late.
My pleasure.
Now, we're being asked for the motion that was being considered that was postponed pending feedback from the general managers. It was basically, roughly, the statement of it was that all new management hires will be required to sign an arbitration agreement as a prerequisite to being hired. That's roughly, basically, that's the concept behind it.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. That was proposed at the 9:25 meeting. Ryder moved to postpone the first class until feedback from the GMs, and that's you just did that.
Okay.
The other arbitration voluntary for PMBs was approved hearing no objections at 9:25, and the overall motion was approved 10-3-3.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Leslie.
Wasn't there an exception for union contracts in that?
This is management hires are not union.
Oh, okay, you've added the word management to it. What I heard was new hires.
No, it was always new management hires. Okay, Richard, do you have that wording? Just for the part about the management hires.
Grace, Madam Chair, this is Kathy. Is that the thing that came last time, arbitration-employee in a TIF file?
Okay, no, that is the wording, the general wording. The body asked for wording that would be inserted into a higher letter. There's a lot of crackling on the line. Can people please mute the phone if they're in a noisy area? And so a boilerplate wording was sent in a TIF file. Now, this is just the motion itself.
Madam Chair, this is Ricardo Mesa. You think?
Yeah.
Thank you. I believe it was Mia that asked about specific wording on an arbitration clause, and I responded that the specific wording would be part of the contract, the proposed contract with any new management employees, whether an executive director or a CFO or a station manager. And at that time, you all could change it as you see fit, whether you want to use the American Arbitration Association or have any questions of that type. So the motion before you is whether an arbitration clause could be made part of employment contracts with our new management. I will then put together a full employment contract with our new management hires, and that will be approved by the PMB before.
Grace, this is Nia. May I be recognized? Yes. And Ricardo is correct. I'd also like for Richard to. He said that part was done unanimously. I objected to the arbitration agreement for the PNB, so I just want him to please fix that before he sends the minutes out.
Okay.
Yeah, I objected to it, too. Sherry objected to it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll mark
right.
both of those
down. Do you have that? Okay.
Carolyn, I'm with Tax Two.
So I have, as I recall from, if Richard doesn't have the exact wording, I recall that the wording would be, I worked out a word, from this date onward, October 4th, 2009, arbitration agreements will be a prerequisite for all new management hires. And we could add a sentence, if you want to, about the exact wording of the arbitration clause in the hiring agreement will be agreed upon by, will be worked out between Pacific, oh, something. Think of a wording if somebody wants another sentence here.
Okay.
You don't need to have another sentence. And the motion as it stands, the board is doing two new things here. One is they're approving having employment contracts with our new management employees, and the second is making arbitration clauses part of the employment agreements. I don't believe we have employment agreements with any of our employees now.
All right, so I'm going to send this out to the PNB, and then we can discuss it. Now, here it goes. All right. Would anyone, is there any further discussion about requiring arbitration agreements for all new management hires?
Yes, Carolyn on the stack, please. Here.
And Lizette. And
okay.
Leslie.
Okay. Carolyn, Lizette, and Leslie.
Yeah, I would like to remove the American Arbitration Associates under the from the language and perhaps work on finding an arbitrator or substitute language that allowed the parties to come to an agreement within a certain number of days. I've seen material which I have forwarded to the board about difficulties with the American Arbitration Association, and I think that we may be letting ourselves in for some trouble here. So I would like to move that we strike the clause that begins administered by the American Arbitration Associates under its rules of procedure. Replace it with language that says administered by an arbitration.
Carolyn, I have a point of order here. You're talking about a motion which already passed the PNB. That was for a voluntary arbitration agreement to be signed, if they so choose, by directors. That passed already in the last open meeting. This meeting doesn't have any stipulation as to who would do the arbitration. It's a simple one-sentence motion.
For management, you mean the management hires, there's no arbitrator chosen?
We're not asking the board to pass that arbitration agreement that we sent out to you, simply to pass a resolution or not as to whether have arbitration agreements. And your concerns regarding the American Arbitration Association can be dealt with after this vote.
All right. Thank you, Ricardo.
Okay. So we're just dealing with the one sentence that I just sent you. Next person on the stack is Lizette.
I was going to second and support what Caroline just said, but having heard what Ricardo has to say, there's only one point I want to make. But before I do that, I'd like us to be very clear in the record that all we're doing right now is just to agree that arbitration would be a prerequisite of employment. I just want to know that. And so that means we will come back to discuss the form of the arbitration.
That's correct.
Okay.
And this is only for management hires, not union hires at this time, at least.
Good.
Only management hires.
I agree. And when we come back to discuss this, I'd like us to be looking at whether we do have in place adequate grievance procedures, because I believe if we had that, some of these legal suits might not happen. And I would like to see that happen even before we start thinking of the form of arbitration.
Okay, thank you for that, Lizette. Next person on the stack is Leslie.
Yeah, thank you, Grace. I have a few concerns here. One is that the Congress of the United States, the Senate, the House Finance Committee, has opened hearings on a proposal to ban sorts of agreements, and I'm afraid we may get caught up in that. And that strikes me as something of a concern that we should be aware of, that the Democrats are suggesting that these kind of proposals don't sit well with the employees and don't protect employee rights. I'm also concerned about something Ricardo just said, that we are, by approving this, de facto approving employee agreements. And I don't know what else would be in those agreements or what they would look like or why we're moving to them except for this arbitration clause. And I would hope that we would have more information about those before we, frankly, before we go to a vote. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to discuss this?
May I respond?
Go ahead. I bow to Ricardo.
I think it's good policy, at least with management, to have employment agreements so that they know what's expected of them, and we know what's expected of them as well. And I don't believe that you should. I don't believe that you can, and certainly I don't believe that you should have just simple naked arbitration agreements with your management employees. And that's why you've got to have both or none. Whatever employment agreements are going to go into play, if they do, I would draft, you would review them, you would have every opportunity to discuss any changes. There's not a whole lot more to them than your simple job description. And then I want to make very clear that these arbitration agreements are only with respect to management. They're positions of trust, and so we're not speaking of other employees who would be in a more vulnerable position. And I understand that the House is dealing with issues of arbitration because they've been abused in many situations. But if there's any employer where it is justifiable to ask its management to enter into arbitration agreements, I can't think of anyone else besides perhaps churches than Pacifica. We are different from your normal situations. We are the exception, and that's why I'm supporting it and recommending it.
Thank you, Ricardo. Sean, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, I'd love to give you 30 seconds, but we are at time. So I make a motion for 30 seconds of time. Do I have a second, I guess? Hello?
Second.
Thank you.
Okay, Sean, go ahead. Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Okay, hearing none, let's go. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I want to reemphasize what Ricardo said in that we're not dealing with employees, we're dealing with management, and you should know that this congressional committee that is dealing with H.R. 1020 specifically protects collective bargaining agreements, and some even say strengthens it. So this is really not, this congressional committee is not in any way, I think, going to hamper what we're trying to, in a very reasonable way, do here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We're out of time, so Richard, can you please take a roll call vote on this motion?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Sherry Gindelman?
No.
Excuse me. Bonnie Simmons? Andrea Turner, Joe Anzala.
Hello.
No.
No. Who was that?
Andrea.
Sorry. Yeah, I just.
Andrea.
Heard, yeah. Right.
Okay, Bonnie, are you there?
No, Bonnie's not here tonight, Richard.
Excuse me. Okay. Joe Anzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross? Rico? George Ryder? George Ryder? George? Sandra Rawline?
Yeah.
Wendy Shrell. Wendy.
Richard, Wendy's not going to be on the call at least until 9 o'clock.
Okay, Susan.
Yes.
Young. I'm sorry, Susan Young. Nia Bediaco.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
AC Bird?
No.
AC, can't hear you. AC, you there?
AC Bird, no.
He said no.
Oh, okay. Lucette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton? Excuse me, folks, for coughing. David Beaton? Sophia Wangasa?
Yes.
Nine to six to one.
Okay,
nine,
thank
six,
you.
One.
All right, thank you. The motion passes. Now we'll go on to the next thing on the agenda, which is the legal opinion on recall elections, particularly the following resolution, adopted on September 3, 2009. Right, George Ryder moved that the PNB delegate recall elections shall be used to conduct existing recall elections, except for the current election at KPFA, where the procedure shall begin at section... Okay. Well, the procedure shall be begin at... I'm sorry. There's some sort of error in this agenda. Does anyone have the agenda in front of them? It may have just been my printer. I printed it out.
Yeah,
at
no, this
rate,
is not right. Somewhere this motion got chopped or cut.
Okay. Do we have the...
point of information, Grace? This is Mia.
Yes.
Can you finish reading it? Because I remember, I thought it was supposed to be section one, should be the next sentence. I can't see what you're looking at. But why don't you finish reading it to see if you remember?
Okay, that's all I have.
Yeah, and Madam Chair, your time is setting here trying to wonder...
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. It was where the procedure shall begin at section two, actually, of the recall procedure. I believe. Joe, does someone have the recall procedures that we passed?
Yeah, Madam Chair, your timer doesn't
have
your time here.
Yes. We're on a new agenda item. How can our time be up?
Well, I'm just saying, under this particular thing, there is no time.
Oh, there's no time on here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just asking, what time should I give this particular...
All right, why don't we give it 10 minutes if that's okay with the board.
Very
is that
good.
Enough time, Ricardo?
I'll second that.
Yes.
Okay, good. Is there any objection to 10 minutes for this agenda item? Okay. I believe that this was to skip the process of getting a legal opinion on the KPFA recall. Because the recall election had already moved past that point, but there were requests from board members about a legal opinion. The motion that's on here that George Reiter moved passed the PNB and teleconference a few weeks ago with a close vote. But we put it back on the agenda so that we could have a legal opinion at the request of several board members. So, Ricardo, now it's to you.
Just a point of information, Grace, a point of information. I don't know, maybe everybody else is clear, and I'm just the only confused one. I didn't understand anything that you just said procedurally. If you're going to bring something back, it has to be rescinded, so I don't know what's going on here. And could you study out what you have?
Okay. Richard, do we have the minutes for that meeting?
Let me look. What was the date? I remember y'all talking about them. Was it 9/13 or 9/25?
9/13.
I'm sorry for the delay. I don't seem to find anything.
Okay, let me get the motion. I think it's on the agenda.
Yes, the wording of all that is of all those motions are in emails.
Okay, I have. Okay, Joe, can you fill in the parts that I'm missing? You recall the sequence of events about the CCFA recall?
This is Joe.
Yes.
My recollection is that the motion, the PNB passed the new recall procedures, several sessions. However, the KPFA recall was set to go forward without legal review. Some board members objected to that and said that there may be a legal. They requested a legal opinion from Ricardo as to whether it would be proper for two parallel recall petitions to proceed, one without a legal review and one with a legal review. And the board voted at that time to hold off on moving forward with the recall until we got that opinion. So I think we're now at that point where we're getting a legal opinion on whether it would be proper for the KBFA recall petition to go forward without a legal review. And and so maybe Ricardo can speak to that. I mean, there was the overall question of what legal review meant or whether there was a legal standard to be met that also remained unresolved. So I think that's where we are now, is my understanding.
Okay.
So the KBFA recall petition is not. No recall petitions have moved forward since that last meeting.
This is Mia Gray. May I be recognized?
Yes. Ricardo was going to give his opinion. That was what's on the agenda, and then we can have discussion. All right, Mia? I'll put you first on the stack.
Okay. But is he going to respond to what Joe just said? Because yes. I agree with 50% of it. The part about the legal opinion on 8 is correct. And he also said, and I asked about I, he said I was on track. So I'd like him to address both of those, please.
I will.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Ricardo.
What our bylaws say is that a recall election occurs in the following manner. Removal due to conduct by the delegate that is specifically alleged in the petition to be adverse to the best interest of the foundation or the local radio station. So in order for a delegate to be removed, i.e. for an election to take place, a petition has to specifically allege conduct which is adverse to the best interests of the foundation. That is a legal standard. And it's also a determination that, in my opinion, needs to be made by the PMB. As a threshold matter, a recall election can take place. And I suggested to the board that since it is a legal issue, that before a recall election be called, that they get a legal opinion from an attorney as to the specific language in the petition that has the requisite number of signatures, and to whether that specific language meets the requirement, which is a legal requirement, the requirement of our bylaws, which is alleging something to be adverse in the best to the best interests of the foundation. That's not, as I mentioned before, that's not a mystery. It's lawyers deal with that specific language all the time in dealing with managers from banks to mom and pop grocery stores. And that's not been done in either case. In any of the cases where delegates are subject to recall. So before you have before you call a recall election, the board needs to make that determination. It seems to me that the bylaws have been met. As a result, I don't think you have the KCFA election until you make that determination.
Okay.
How you go about doing that is what is part of your recall procedures. How do we go about getting this before the board? If the board makes an intelligent decision, but whether the board has to make that determination or not cannot be decided by a new procedure. Can only be decided by amending the bylaws, because the bylaws specifically state that determination has to be made. Now, legally, whether the board makes it or whether the board does not make it, if there's a challenge, a judge will make that determination.
Excuse me.
Order, Madam Chair. Point of order?
Yeah, point of information.
All right, I think Sean was first, and then...
And Ricardo, if I'm not following this clearly, you can point it out to me, but I thought that the legal standard was to be decided by the voters in the recall, which is the standard in the state of California.
That's not a point of information.
I'm asking him to...
That's not a point of information.
A point of information
okay.
is a question.
Ricardo, can you tell me if it is not so that in the state of California, the determination is to be made by the voters as to whether it's been harmful to the best interests of the foundation? Thank
point of
you
order,
very
Madam.
Much.
Okay, what is your point of order, Susan?
Well, the second point of order was that his was not a point of information. The point of order is that the opinion...
You're stating that formality, Susan. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Okay.
Counsel is not the opinion that he is addressing. The opinion requested of counsel is, why should two stations be dealt with differently? Why would a legal opinion be sought for one and not for another recall?
Yes, Madam Chair, all I'm saying is the conversation went beyond that, and I was asking for clarification, which I guess does not set well with my fellow member.
Okay, please, let's keep some order here. Now, I'm going to read you this, and then I'm going to send it to you. This is the motion that was adopted by the PNB on September 3rd, 2009, regarding the KPFA recall. I will send you the minutes to that meeting. It's the minutes of, it was a meeting that was continued twice. It began on August 28th, it continued on August 20, I'm sorry, it began on August 23rd, was continued on August 28th, and it continued again on September 3rd. So I'm going to send you the minutes. The wording of the motion that passed is, George Ryder moved that the PNB delegate recall procedures shall be used to conduct existing recall elections, except for the current election at KPFA, where the procedure shall begin at Section 2. Now, the motion passed by a 6-5-3 vote. 6 in favor, 5 opposed, 3 abstentions. I'm going to send it to you for your information.
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is Richard Dye. Those minutes have been sent out to everyone. I think they've been approved. They're 15 pages long.
Okay, it's toward the end. You have to scroll down a whole number of pages to find it. It's toward the very end of the minutes. I'm sending them to you now with the motion extracted from the minutes. So you have it right in front of you. Now, Susan, do you want to clarify? You clarified what opinion you wanted. Now, Ricardo,
we're out of time, by the way, Madam Chair, by about a minute.
Okay. Ricardo, do you want to respond to Susan's question? Because she was one of the people who requested an opinion from you on this.
Well, my response is that you're moving in the appropriate manner with respect to the WBAI elections, but you're not with respect to the KPFA elections.
That's the question.
Because in my opinion, you should make this threshold determination in both cases. Separate from that, there's the whole discussion on treating them differently and what that might mean later on if there's litigation. And it doesn't strike me as someplace we would want to go unless we have to. But other than that, it seems to me that you need to make this threshold determination. And in response to Sean, in California, the proposition and initiative laws are very specific as to what's...
I'm talking about recalls, sir. Just about recalls, nothing else. Not initiatives, not anything to do, just recalls. And recalls.
Okay, wait a second, Sean, please. Let Ricardo continue.
Very good.
He's actually responding to Susan's request for an opinion about a specific...
You said in response to Sean, excuse me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay.
Do you want to allow
Sean to clarify?
No, I've clarified. I understand what you're saying, Ricardo. I'm not talking about initiatives. I'm talking about simple recalls, and the standard in the state of California is for the voters to decide whether the recall, you know, whether the charges put forth in the recall have any validity. And in our situation, it's up to the voters to decide if one of the members has done something that is not in the best interest of the foundation. It shouldn't be left up to a lawyer. It shouldn't be left up to anybody else. Anyways, now I'm not asking a question. I don't want to pontificate. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Jamie has a point of information.
Yes, Jamie. Go ahead.
Is Sean O'Brien referring to the state of California, like political elections, or is he referring to elections within nonprofits that are, you know, based in California?
I think the same standard applies across the board. I'd have to double-check it, sir, but I believe the same standard applies for all recalls in California, political or otherwise.
No.
Okay.
That's very interesting.
Okay. Very good. We're probably out of time.
Yes, by about 3 minutes.
Okay.
I move to extend this discussion by an additional 5 minutes. It's very important, and a lot of the time was taken up with people talking.
Go ahead.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending time by 5 minutes for this agenda item? Hearing none.
On the staff, Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion.
Yes, go ahead.
I move that based on what I heard our attorney advise, that that seeking legal advice is the appropriate threshold, first, number one, and that second, differentiating between these two, treating these two situations differently is ill-advised. I move to rescind the vote to exempt the KPFA recall from the initial legal advice and review.
Madam Chair,
second.
For information, doesn't a vote to rescind require some kind of notice?
Wait a second. A vote to rescind, can I please respond? That's the point of order. That's legitimate. A motion to rescind, if not noticed ahead of time, takes a two-thirds vote to pass. If it were noticed ahead of time, it would take a majority vote. So this vote needs a two-thirds in order to rescind the motion that was properly adopted on September 3rd.
Jamie has a point of information.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Didn't Wendy give notice to rescind this motion?
Yes.
Did she? Okay.
I never saw it.
Okay.
Right after the meeting or about 3 days after the last meeting.
Send it to me.
The last meeting?
I'm not sending it to you. I'm not at my computer.
Oh, so,
okay.
All
right, Jamie, wait,
like
please, order,
motion.
Please.
Get the guards.
Okay, now, is Wendy on this call? No, Wendy's not on this call. Does anyone have Wendy's notice to rescind this motion?
This is Jamie?
Yes.
If you give me 5 minutes, I'll try to find it.
Thank you, Jamie.
Well, it'd be better if it wouldn't take 5 minutes. Let's see if I can find it. Richard,
early September. That's all I remember.
I don't have access to my emails.
All right. My email search engine is not working well. Who else can search their emails for Wendy's notice to rescind the motion that was sent out in early September? All right, let me try a different way.
I'm trying to.
Madam Chair, Rico Roth on the call.
Okay, very good.
I apologize. Can you tell me the date of the meeting, Richard, at which we...
It was the 3rd, September 3rd.
Madam Chair, this is Leslie. I have it, and I'm forwarding it.
Okay. Thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome. For those who are looking, it's dated September 8th, 2009 at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And you should be receiving it in a moment.
Yes, Madam Chair, I see it. It is a motion to rescind.
All right, so then a vote on this would take a majority vote to rescind this motion. Okay, so...
Can
Richard,
we declare what the motion is, please?
Okay, it's a motion to rescind, in other words, do away with the motion that I sent you. Okay, so on September 8th, Wendy said... So there was there an actual motion at the meeting last week to exclude KPFA from legal review? I would move to rescind that. Wendy. So she gave us notice of her desire to rescind. It was its proper notice. And the motion is the one I just sent you. And it said, the PNB delegate recall procedures shall be used to conduct existing recall elections, except for the current election at KPFA, where the procedure shall begin as Section 2. So that is what would be recalled by Susan's motion,
Sean, for the
which
check.
Was noticed before by Wendy Schrell. Okay, so now, where are we on time, Sean? We're at time?
We are out of time, and we have to
All right, so let's take a vote on this motion to rescind. It just needs a majority vote to pass.
Yeah, no, but there should be some debate because there was a very good reason why we treated them differently.
Okay,
and that
that's fine. If you would like
I'll
to
make a motion
time.
To extend by 5 minutes.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
All right.
Okay, let your timer put that up on the clock here.
Okay, is there any objection to extending?
Yes, there is. Yes.
Okay, so now let's go to a roll call vote on whether we should extend time for 5 minutes so we can have some debate.
And it takes first to extend.
Okay. Richard, please take a roll call vote.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is a motion to extend. Sean O'Brien?
5 minutes.
What's your vote, Sean?
What's
yes,
my vote? Okay,
yes.
I apologize. Yes, motion to extend, yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder? Sandra Rollin?
No.
Wendy Schrell? Susan Young?
No.
Mia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross? Jim Brown? Jamie
no.
should be there. Jim
I
Brown?
No. I said no.
Jim said no.
No,
Jamie, are you there?
No, Jamie says no.
Jamie says no. Okay.
Yeah.
Jim Brown?
No.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Luzette King?
Abstain.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton? Afia Wangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Sherry Gindelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons? Andrea Turner?
No.
Andrea? No.
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Okay, there are 5 yeses and 9 noes and 3 abstentions.
All right, the motion to extend time fails. Richard, go right now to a roll call vote on the motion to rescind the exemption of KPFA from the legal review regarding recall delegate recall procedures.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes.
Is it counsel's advice that we not go along with the previous motion?
Are you ready?
Ricardo?
I'm sorry, I got on the call a little late, so I missed on some of that information.
Okay, Ricardo, you have a yes or no?
It's a yes. My recommendation is that the resolution be rescinded. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good. Take the roll call vote, Richard, please.
Okay, George Ryder, Sandra Rollin.
I'll pass for right now.
Wendy Schrell, Susan Young.
Motion to rescind, yes.
I'm sorry, yes, this is a motion to rescind.
Yes, I vote to rescind.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Pass.
I'm sorry, what was that, Carolyn?
I'll pass for now.
Pass, okay. Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Kathy? Abstain.
I abstain.
Okay. Jamie Ross?
To rescind, I vote yes.
Jim Brown? Jim? Jim Brown?
I vote yes.
AC Bird?
Yes.
Lizette King?
Abstain.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton? Sophia Wangaza?
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Abstain.
Andrea, you said yes, didn't you?
He did, yes.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Sean O'Brien?
For all those people in Berkeley who did the right thing and the ones in New York who didn't, I vote no.
Good for you.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder? Sandra Rollin passed?
I vote yes.
And Wendy Shrell's not here. Didn't somebody else pass? Carolyn Burden.
Yes, I'm going to vote no.
Yes, you're going to vote no. Okay.
Grace, before the vote is called, can I ask a question, please? Grace?
There's no further Grace. Discussion. We're out of time.
Let's just count the vote.
I asked a question.
Okay, let's give the vote count first, and then I'll oblige
vote,
you by...
The vote...
Because I want
vote.
To make sure that I understand what we're voting on based on what Sean just
the vote
said.
Is, the vote is 11 to 2 to 4. The vote is 11 to 2 to 4.
Richard, you have no right to overtalk me, okay? I am a director.
Absolutely.
I'm asking a question.
And so do
Grace,
I give up.
Grace,
okay.
I am speaking to Grace, the rest of your room. I asked a question. Based on what Sean just said, I wanted to be clear. We're voting because of the disparate treatment. That's what we're voting on, correct?
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair. I am the recording secretary. I'm trying to take a vote. There's a lot of talk over.
That's
and
right.
if, unless I hear a point of order, I'm going to get my vote taken. Thank you.
Correct. Okay.
Great.
So the Nia, please, Nia, you're out of order.
Why did you call Sean out of order all the time? He's been yelling. Call the guards, please. I asked you a question. I wanted to make sure. I could have been changing my vote. That's why I asked the question. I have that right.
Okay. It was clear to the body that this is a motion to rescind. A motion that was previously adopted. I read the motion. That's all there is to it. This discussion is not relevant. The motion to rescind was to rescind the motion that I read, which was that the PNB delegate recall procedure shall be used to conduct existing recall elections except for the current election at KPFA, where the procedure shall begin at Section 2. That has just been rescinded by a vote of 11 in favor, 2 opposed, 4 abstentions.
Next business.
Next, we're going on now. The next thing is on the agenda is a report of the National Election Supervisor. Les, are you on the call?
I'm on the call.
Good. Okay. Did you by any chance see the agenda with all the election committee motions that
yeah.
I sent out a little while ago?
Yeah, it's too bad. There was a subsequent thing that Bill Procier sent out going into that, but that's all right. We'll
okay.
That's all right. That's we'll go into that as people want.
Okay. All right. Why don't you give your report, Les?
I'm going to give a report very quickly on the four stations. First, in terms of the ballot counts right now, a couple things that concern me, of course, are that it's really difficult carrying out these elections in those places that are having fund drives. I mean, there is a contradiction, and the contradiction can't be resolved simply by passing a motion. So there are going to be areas where if the fund drives are extended, that there's going to be a cutback in terms of the carts, et cetera. There was that problem.